السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. علماء کرام, ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز, اٹ از ناٹ آلویز دیٹ وی ہیو دس اپرچونٹی آف لسننگ ٹو گریٹ علماء آف دا کیلیبر آف اور ریسپیکٹڈ اینڈ آنرڈ گیسٹ حضرت مولانا ذوالفقار احمد صاحب, دامت برکاتہم. Normally people say that what these ulama knows about science and what do they know about technology. So therefore I would like to tell you that Maulana qualified, or he completed his matric in 69, and after that in 71 he did his BSc, and then in 76 he qualified as an electronic engineer. And then in America he spent many, many years in which he did different causes. So if we look at the secular line also, there is no shortage of degrees and qualifications that Hazrat Maulana possesses. But his achievement in the spiritual field, and it is we who have made this division, because if you use technology, science and whatever Allah Ta'ala has made as a means, as a wasila for the akhirat, then it becomes deen. But his achievements in the spiritual world are unique and not paralleled by many. After having attained his qualifications as an alim, hafiz, etc., and becoming the khalifa of the late Hazrat Maulana Shah Ghulam Habib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was known by his contemporaries and even others as a person of a very great caliber, alim of great heights, and also a great sheikh at tariqat who had murids in different parts of the world, even here in Reunion and other places you find his khalifas. So Hazrat Maulana, in that Naqshbandi silsila, he got his khilafat, and then he has been on safar all the time. I say that whether it is Rajab, Shaban, or Ramadan, or whether it is Muharram or Safar, you will always find Maulana in Safar. He's always in Safar, lighting up the hearts of the people with the fire of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He doesn't really need introduction here in South Africa, because he has been to our country many times. And it seems as if it was just the other day that he was sitting and addressing us here last Ramadan. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to listen to him and to make amal on his nasihats, because that is the purpose of listening to any kind of waaz or nasihat. Hazrat Tashrif Lahir.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين امنوا اشد حبا لله سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. And the believers have a strong love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person who has recited kalima has got a seed of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the circumstances, mahal. If he lives in the company of the pious people, this seed will grow and become a big tree. And if the circumstances are not good, then he will become ghafil. But what is required? That we should try to fill our heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. the more it will be, the more close we will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will get the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the more our heart is filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now how we can increase this love in our heart? There are so many different ways. Number one is to remember. Whenever you remember someone, then you are attached to him from your heart. Similarly, if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, then the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be increased in our heart. Now, one way is to remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it has been mentioned in Quran, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, and you should remember your Lord with his name. Now the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. There are so many other names, but they are names by characteristics. This is name by Zat, Isme Zat, Allah. And it has got lot of barakah, lot of barakat inside. It is mentioned in Quran, Tabarakasmu Rabbik, and the name of your Lord has got barakat in it. When we read namaz, we say, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka. And your name has got barakat in itself. From so many things we can get barakat. For example, from Quran we can get barakat. It's in one of the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Tabarrak bil Quran fa innahu kalamullah. You should get barakat from Quran because it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we can get barakat from Baytullah. Inna awwala bayt wudi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi-Bakka mubarakan wa hudal lil-alamin. It has got barakat. Then we can get barakat from taqwa. Walau anna ahla al-qura amanu wattaqaw la fatahna 'alayhim barakatin min as-sama'i wal-ard. And similarly, we can get barakah by excessively remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What barakat means? That you will feel something is small, but it will be sufficient for the needs of a person. For example, for this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this word barakat, baraka. خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. So the whole of earth was made in 2 days. And then he put barakah وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا أَرْبَعَةَ أَيَّامٍ. In 4 days he put barakah, nutrients in the earth. And now look at this. When there were very few people, they were getting rizq from the earth. And now there are millions and millions of people, they are getting rizq from the earth. In the past, from the same 1 hectare field, people used to get small crop. When the population increased, no, they found the ways to get more and more crop. And the earth is giving them the nutrients. And nowadays, scientific world, they have started getting 2 crops in a year, or 3 crops in a year. And there is no deficiency of nutrients. It's giving them the nutrients. This is a barakah inside, subhanallah. Till the day of judgment, they will continue getting the rizq, and earth will give them the rizq, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put barakat in the earth. So similarly, when we will have barakat in our life, there will be barakat in our time, in our health, in our wealth, in our respect, in our amal, there will be barakat. So this barakah we can get from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the interesting point is that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has its own charm. It's so sweet. The more you utter it, the more you love to utter it. Its sweetness is strange. You cannot feel the sweetness from something else. This word Allah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used this word along with his name Asma-i Sifat. So this was mentioned first in Quran. For example, Wallahu ghaniyun hamid, Wallahu alimun hakim, Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir. So the word Allah, the name Allah is mentioned first, and all the other names are mentioned afterwards. Then it's such a beautiful name that if you separate each and every alphabet, whatever will remain behind, it will point towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the name is Allah. So we separate the first alphabet, Alif. Then whatever is left behind is Lillah. And Lillah is again pointing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. If we separate another alphabet, Lam, whatever will be left behind, it will be Lahu. Lahu again points towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahu maqalidu samawati wal ard. And if we separate another lam, then what will be left behind? It will be who? La ilaha illa hu. Who again directs towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such a beautiful name. The ulama, they have written that grammatically, if we write it down, then how we say it? It is alif, lam, lam, alif and ha. So this second alif is hidden. Grammatically it is there. We pronounce it Allah, but we don't write it. So what are these five alphabets saying? The first alif, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one in His Zat. Then there is Lam. Lam means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one in His Jamal. Then second Lam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one in His Jalal. Then the Alif, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one in His Sifat. And then at the end there is Ha. Ha is a circle. That this is the Marfat. You will struggle throughout your life. You will do mujahida, whatever you will like, but you will not be able to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is so high, He is above your heights. Allahu Akbar. Wa huwa subhanahu wa ta'ala wara'ul wara, summa wara'ul wara, summa wara'ul wara. The recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we reach a point where from the core of our heart we confirm we cannot recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is so high, so high. Then, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the vilayat, He used His name, Ismi Zat. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu, wallahu waliyul mu'mineen. He used the word Allah. This word is so sweet that when we make adhan, the first word is Allah and the last word is Allah. How we make adhan? Allahu Akbar. So first word is Allah. And how we complete it? La ilaha, so the last word is Allah. When we make iqamat, the first word is Allah and the last word is Allah. When we make our namaz, the first word is Allah and the last word is Allah. How we begin our namaz? Allahu Akbar. And how we complete it? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful word. In the beginning, in the end, you will find this beautiful word everywhere. Then this word has never been used for creation in the history of the human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose His name so beautiful that it was above the intellectual of the human beings. They could not even think about this name. So this word has always been used by Allah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a beautiful word. In ista'adha, we say, A'udh billahi minash shaitan rajeem. We ask protection. Oh Allah, protect us from shaitan. Because shaitan is the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used His personal name. Oh, you ask protection from my personal enemy? Use my personal name. I am there to protect you. This word is so beautiful, has so barakah inside, that in Bismillah, Tasmiyah, we say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So, in the first letter, Ba is written with Ism. Normally, If you write ba separately, you will write it horizontally. Urdu mein kehte hain ba alif khadi hoti hai aur ba leti hoti hai. Bacche katte hain. So we write it horizontally. But no, when this ba is used with the name of Allah, this name has got so much barakah that you don't write it horizontally. You write it vertically like this. So it means that when it was joined with the name of Allah, the ba which was laying down, it stood up. It means that, oh Salik, if you will join your heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why you will lay down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you stand up, inshallah. He will give you the heights. In the paradise, the first word which was uttered by Hazrat Adam al-Islam, it has been mentioned in a hadith, it was Alhamdulillah. In Ruhul Mani, it has been described. The first word uttered by Hazrat Adam al-Islam, it was Alhamdulillah. And when the human being, the believers, they will go into the paradise on the day of judgment, what word they will utter? Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So all the people in the paradise, they will say the same word, Alhamdulillah. So this word is so beautiful. We will utter it even in the paradise. Whatever is the zikr of the creation, Khaj Abdul Aziz Dabbagh Rahmatullah Alayh, he wrote and described it clearly, that in Kashf I listened the zikr of the creation and it was Allahu Rabbi, Allahu Rabbi, Allahu Rabbi. So this word Allah is present in the zikr of the creation. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this name at special points in Quran. For example, when it was the matter of fazl, he used the word Allah. Wallahu zul fadl al-azim. Wallahu yu'ti mulkahu man yasha. So it means this word is being used for fazl, for rahmat, rahmatullahi alaykum wa barakatuh. For skina, this word is used. فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ. So it's a very broad topic. If you will concentrate on Quran, you will feel that on these very special moments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used His name Allah for sending those mercies and blessings. Then, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he used the word Allah to make the dead bodies alive. What he used to say? He used to say, Kum bi iznillah. So the word Allah was used. It is so powerful word. It gives life. It gives life to everyone. And what is the proof? That it has been mentioned in a hadith that Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, he has been given an order that whenever you listen my name Allah, you have to defer this horn for 40 years. So anytime Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, he listens the word Allah from anyone, he defers making the horn, the sur, for 40 years. So this will be last word. لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض الله الله. So this word has made the universe alive. Until the creation will use this word, this universe will be at its place. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will describe it. So this word is so powerful. If we utter it, and it makes this universe alive, if we utter in our heart, why it will not make our heart alive? So this word got lot of power in itself. It has been used 2,698 times in Quran. But there is one surah, Surah Mujadala, in which in each and every verse this word has been used, this name has been used. Why? Ulama have written a beautiful marfat. They say that there are 114 surah of Quran. and half of this is 57. But Surah Mujadala is 58. It means it was the opening surah of the second half of Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the human being, the believer, that in the first half you have been acquainted with me. Now let me tell you my kalam. I can make a kalam in which each and every sentence will have my name in itself. It has been mentioned 40 times in that surah. Why? Because the word, the digit 40 has got acceptance in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Arba'ina sana, arba'ina ayyama, arba'ina layla. Subhanallah. That's why our mashayikh, they make chilla for certain zikr and they get the result then. So Allah, this name has got influence, effect on the heart of the person. Hazrat Khaja Abul Hasan Kharkani rahmatullah alayh, once he was telling the benefits of Isme Zat. Wali Sina, he was sitting there and he was listening. So then after the majlis, he said, Hazrat, these are the benefits of just uttering one word, Allah. Hazrat said, O Ekhar tu chedani, O donkey, you do not know anything. So when he listened this word donkey in front of the people, he was a very famous personality, he started sweating. Hazrat looked at him and asked him, why you are in this condition? Hazrat, you used a word and it has changed my situation, my state. Hazrat said, look at this. I used the word donkey and it has changed your situation right from the hairs of the head up to the toes of the feet. Does this word Allah has not the impact, so it cannot change the state of the person? If we listen the word, for example, sometime a person comes and he tells us mithas. So by listening the word mithas, we feel some effect in ourselves. Especially at the time when the fasting is going to break, we get more impact. Khatas. When we listen the word khatas, we feel impact. So if the words khatas and mithas, they can give their impact on our heart, this word Allah cannot give its impact on our heart. We can see, if some tap, it's leaking, and the drop of water is coming, then even if there is stone, there's rock underneath, then this drop of water will make its way through that rock. So if a soft drop of water, it drops on the rock, it makes its way inside. So if we will take this word Allah, Allah, Allah again and again, will it not make its way in our heart? It can make its way. But what is required? We should use this word excessively. Kitni taskeen hai wabasta tere naam ke saath. Neend kaanton pe bhi aa jati hai aaram ke saath. Har wadiye veera mein gulistan nazar aaya. Har wadiye veera mein gulistan nazar aaya. Qurba mein teri naam ki lazzat pe khudaaya. Naam lete hi nasha sa chha gaya, zikr mein taaseer daure jaam hai. And a Persian poet said, Allah Allah inch shiri hast naam, shiro shakkar mein shavad janam tamam. That when I uttered the word Allah, it makes my body so sweet as if you add sugar in the milk and the whole milk becomes sweet. Momna zikre khuda bisyar go. Momna zikre khuda bisyar go, تابعہ بھی درد و عالم آبرو، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، جو رٹے وہ لائی کے انعام ہے. دس ورڈ اللہ ہیز گاٹ اسٹرینج امپیکٹ آن دی ہارٹ. اللہ اکبر. وین وی سے اللہ دین دیر آر ٹو الفابیٹس، دی فرسٹ ون از الیف اینڈ دی لاسٹ ون از ہا. الیف اینڈ ہا دے میک آہ. ان ابراہیم لاواہ حلیم. اواہ مینس آہیں بھرنے والا. آہیں بھرنا اللہ رب العزت کی محبت میں اواہ کیسے ہیں؟ لوٹ آئے جتنے فرزانے گئے، تاب منزل صرف دیوانے گئے. آہ کو نسبت ہے کچھ اس راہ سے، آہ نکلی اور پہچانے گئے. یو کین ریکگنائز دی لورز آف اللہ سبحانہ تعالی. دے ول سٹ ڈاؤن ود آہ، اسٹینڈ اپ ود آہ. سبحان اللہ. دے ول ریمبر اللہ سبحانہ تعالی. ون آف دی پوئٹ ہیڈ اے ویری بیوٹیفل آئیڈیا. ہی سیڈ، دیکھنا کیا مرتبہ ہے عاشقوں کی آہ کا. دیکھنا کیا مرتبہ ہے عاشقوں کی آہ کا، اول و آخر میں جس کے حرف ہے اللہ کا. سو دس آہ ہیز گاٹ دی بگننگ اینڈ دی لاسٹ الفابیٹ آف دی نیم آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. سو وی شوڈ اٹر دس نیم ایکسیسیولی. دیٹس وائی ون آف دی پوئٹ سیڈ، رہے حیات کی تاریخ رہ گزاروں میں، رہے حیات کی تاریخ رہ گزاروں میں، تمہارا نام ہی کافی ہے روشنی کے لیے. دیر واز ون آف دی بگ مشائخ سید احمد بدوی رحمت اللہ علیہ. اٹ از ریٹن ان ہز لائف بایوگرافی دیٹ ہی یوز ٹو میک مراقبہ اینڈ ہی یوز ٹو اٹر دس ورڈ ایکسٹینسولی ایکسیسولی، ناٹ فار few minutes or few hours. No, he used to sit down in muraqabah for days and days until his face became so beautiful, so shining, that people even could not look towards his face, shining face. Allahu Akbar. So he used to cover his face. One of his servant, his name was Sayyid Abdul Majid. Once he pleased him by his khidmat, so Hazrat asked him, you want something? He said, yes Hazrat, I want to look towards your face. So when Hazrat, he unveiled his face, and Sayyid Abdul Majid, he was from the city Fars, he looked at the face of Sayyid Ahmad Badwi Rahmatullah Alayh. Putting only one glass, he could not absorb it. He fell down and he died at it. There was one lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyid Ahmad Abu Ahmad Sulawi rahmatullah alayh. He had this much of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart that Ibn Arabi rahmatullah alayh, he wrote in his book that whenever he used to cry in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tear used to come from his eyes, one could smell the smell of mushk from his tears which were coming from his eyes. His tears were so good smelling, one could smell the smell of mushk from his tears. Allahu Akbar. Imam Asim rahmatullah alayh, he used to recite Quran every day in Masjid Nabvi, and people used to feel a very good smell from his mouth. So one of his students asked him, Hazrat, do you put something in your mouth? Very beautiful smell comes from your mouth. He said, no. Then how this smell comes? He said, once I had a dream. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Asim, you recite the name of Allah you recite the Quran of Allah all the day long, let me kiss your lips. So when Rasulullah Sallam, he kissed my mouth, since then this good smell starts coming from my lips. And there was one lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in India. People started calling him Khaja Mushki Rahmatullah Alayh, because from his body the musk, the fragrance of musk used to come. Allah, the lovers of Allah. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a lot of respect. There will be one person, and he will have no good amal in his Naam-e-Amal except Kalima. And then he will be afraid, what will happen with me? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, okay, I forgave your sin because I liked one of your amal. Then he will ask, oh Allah, what amal you like the most? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, once you were passing by, and Bayezid Bustami, he was also walking from in the street, and you asked someone, who is this? And he told you, he is Bayezid Bustami. And listing this name, you looked with love toward the face of my lover. I like this amal, so I am forgiving all the sins of your previous life. Allahu Akbar. Just putting a glance of love on the face of the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such an amal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of the life. Hazrat Khaja Ghulam Hasan Siwak Rahmatullah Alayh, a very famous sheikh in Pakistan, once he was called in the court by Hindus. They said that this person makes our youngsters, converts them to Islam by force. So when Hazrat listened this, that I convert them by force, the Hazrat just directed his face towards the Hindus, and then he uttered the word Allah. As soon as he uttered the word Allah, 4 or 5 persons who were standing in front of Sheikh, they started reciting Kalima. Hundreds of people, they are the witness of this instance, of this incident. They witnessed it. And when they uttered Kalima, the judge, he made a judgment. No, he is not making them forcefully. He has such a magnetism in himself that when he utters the word Allah, this word directly gives an impact on the heart of the person, and the person by willingly, he recites the Kalima of Islam. Allahu Akbar. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us His love, and our heart should be filled with His love. Allahu Akbar. This is the verse of Quran, Ar-Rahman fas'al bihi khabira, that if you want to ask about me, ask from my lovers. They know me. Ar-Rahman fas'al bihi khabira. Hamari shan, hamare aashkon se poochiye, hum kitni azmaton wale hain. ہماری رحمتوں کے تذکرے ہمارے عشاق سے پوچھئے, ہم اتنے رحیم و کریم ہیں, اتنے رحیم ہیں کہ اگر ایک فاحشہ عورت بھی کسی کتے کو پانی پلا دیتی ہے, اس کے گناہوں کو معاف کر دیتے ہیں. اگر بشر حافی بھی کاغذ پر لکھے ہوئے میرے نام کو اٹھا کر اوپر رکھ دیتا ہے, ہم اس شرابی کو اولیاء میں شامل فرما لیتے ہیں. فضیل بن عیاض ڈاکوؤں کا سردار ہے, ہماری رحمت کی نظر پڑتی ہے, ہم اسے ولیوں کا سردار بنا دیتے ہیں. حرام, ہماری رحمت, ہمارے کرم کے تذکرے ہمارے علماء سے پوچھئے. ایک بندہ جس کی آنکھ میں سے آنسو نکلا, حتیٰ کہ اس کی پلکوں کا ایک بال بھیگ گیا, ہم اس بال کی گواہی کو قیامت کے دن قبول کر کے بندے کی بخشش کر دیں گے. الرحمن فاسأل به خبیرا, ہماری شان, ہمارے عاشقوں سے پوچھئے, اور ہم بڑے بے نیاز ہیں, بڑے غیور ہیں. اگر عزازیل ہزاروں سالوں کی عبادت کے باوجود ہمارے سامنے چون چرا کرتا ہے ہم اسے اپنی محفل سے دھکے دے دیتے ہیں. اگر بلعم باعور 400 سال کی عبادت کے بعد اپنی خواہش کے پیچھے چلتا ہے ہم اسے اوپر سے نیچے پھٹکا دیتے ہیں. ہماری شان بے نیازی کے بارے میں پوچھئے. اگر عبداللہ اندلسی ذرا خود پسندی کی نظر سے عیسائیوں کو دیکھ لیتا ہے ہم اسے سور چرانے پہ لگا دیتے ہیں. الرحمن فاسأل به خبیرا, ہماری شان ہمارے عاشقوں سے پوچھئے ہم کتنے عظیم ہیں, کتنی شان والے, کتنے بے نیاز ہیں. مے اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ give us the توفیق to remember his name excessively so that our heart should be filled with the love of Allah سبحانہ تعالیٰ. وآخر دعوانا ان الحمدللہ رب العالمین. Just for a few minutes we can make muraqabah before making dua, so please close your eyes, be attentive to our hearts and feel as if some light is coming, entering in our hearts, and our hearts is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. Make muraqabah just for a few minutes. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. So change my heart, please, and wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here alone and astray. I spent my life running away from you. I spent my life running away from you, and now I have nowhere to turn except you. I turn to you and begging you to be saved. I turn to you and begging you to be saved, and change me into an obedient slave. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. I have been doing all my life what I crave. I have been doing all my life what I crave. Shaitan and nafs have always had me enslaved. I am ashamed that I have broken your rules. Worship my nafs and fear you ignorant fools. But now I know the path leading me to thee. I bow to you, am asking you to help me. But now I know the path leading me to thee. I bow to you, am asking you to help me. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. I wish your name to be engraved in my heart. I wish your name to be engraved in my heart. I will be grateful to you, change this dead heart. I wish your name to be engraved in my heart. I will be grateful to you, change this dead heart. My heart is darkened, so my eyes remain dry. Hypocrisy and hubris won't let me cry. I'm at your door, I'm begging you, let me in. I'm at your door, I'm begging you, let me in. Don't push me back to my hopeless life of sin. am at your door, am begging you, let me in. Am at your door, am begging you, let me in. Don't push me back to my hopeless life of sin. So change my heart and forgive my sins this day. Don't leave me drowning here alone and astray. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Dua kijiye. Subhana rabbiyal ala wahab. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik sallim. اے مالک, ہم آپ کے آج مسکین بندے ہیں, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما, ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما. اے اللہ, ہم آپ سے آپ ہی کو چاہتے ہیں, ہمیں اپنا تعلق نصیب فرما. اے مالک, ہم کب تک دھکے کھاتے پھریں گے, شیطان اور نفس کے پیچھے چلتے پھریں گے. اے اللہ, ہم تھک چکے ہیں, اب ہمیں اپنے در سے اے اللہ خالی نہ اٹھائیے, ہم نے دامن پھیلائے ہیں. میرے مالک, آپ نے خود فرمایا, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ, سوالی کو جھڑکی نہ دو, انکار نہ کرو. مالک, ہم بھی آپ کے در کے سوالی ہیں. اے مالک, انکار نہ کیجئے, ہماری دعاؤں کو پھٹے کپڑے کی طرح منہ پہ نہ ماریے, ہمیں نفس اور شیطان کے حوالے نہ کیجئے. اللہ, ہم پر رحم کی نظر فرما دیجئے, اپنے دل کو ہمارے دلوں کے اندر, اپنے نام کو ہمارے دل میں اتار دیجئے, ہمارے دلوں کو اپنی محبت سے بھر دیجئے. اے اللہ, مجھے اپنی پستی کی شرم ہے, تیری رفعتوں کا خیال ہے, مگر اپنے دل کو میں کیا کروں, اسے پھر بھی شوق وصال ہے. اللہ, باوجود اپنے گناہوں کے ہم اب آپ کے بننا چاہتے ہیں, گناہوں سے سچی توبہ عطا فرما دیجئے اور ہمیں پیشانی کے بالوں سے پکڑ کے اپنا بنا لیجئے. اے اللہ, جیسے آپ خوش ہوتے ہیں, ہمیں ویسا بننے کی توفیق عطا فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ, افطاری کے قریب کا یہ وقت ہے, قبولیت دعا کا وقت ہے. اے مالک, آج کے دن کو ہماری مغفرت کا دن بنا دیجئے. اے اللہ, آج کے دن کو ہماری مغفرت کا دن بنا دیجئے, جو مشکلات ہیں ان کو دور فرما دیجئے, پریشانیوں کو دور فرما دیجئے. رب کریم, ہمارے آنے والے وقت کو گزرے وقت سے بہتر فرما دیجئے, آنے والی زندگی کو گزری زندگی کا کفارہ بنا دیجئے. اے اللہ, جتنے حاضرین اس آواز کو سن رہے ہیں, اللہ سب کو اپنی برکتیں عطا فرما دیجئے, اپنا مقرب, اپنا بندہ بنا لیجئے. ربنا, اے اللہ, جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما دیجئے, جو نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ, جنہوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے پیغام دیے کہا, ان سب کو نیک دعاؤں میں شامل فرما لیجئے. ہمارے والدین, عزیز اقارب, مشائخ جو دنیا سے رخصت ہو چکے, اللہ ان کی مغفرت فرما دیجئے, جن کی آپ نے مغفرت کر دی, قرب کے اعلیٰ درجات عطا کر دیجئے. دنیا میں جہاں جہاں مسلمان پریشان ہیں, اللہ سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور کر دیجئے. اے اللہ, اسلام کا بول بالا فرما اور کفر کا منہ کالا فرما. بار بار ہمیں اپنے گھر کا دیدار عطا فرمائیے, اپنے محبوب کے در کی حاضری نصیب فرما دیجئے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, تو علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. صلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ سیدنا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین, برحمتک یا